Hi, welcome. This is an advanced atmospheres lesson. Atom F break fill, rebuild and arrange in Ableton Live 12 for rave lace tension. I'll walk you through slicing a break, reshaping transient detail, building three-layered processing chains, mapping macros for one knob intensity, pitching and automating for rising tension, and arranging an 8-bar pre-drop that bangs into the drop, all using Live 12 stock devices. What you'll build: a 1-bar, Atom F style break fill made from a sliced break routed into a drum rack slash simpler chain with three parallel audio effect rack chains, clean, stutter and atmos, map to macros so a single intensity knob morphs from tight chops to rave chaos. You'll also create a pitched pitch-up lane and an arrangement that escalates over 8 bars into the drop, finishing with a reverse tail. Overview of the workflow: source and prep the break, slice it into a drum rack for micro chops, create an audio effect rack with 3 chains, design each chain, tight core, beat repeat stutters, and reversed atmospheric tails, map parameters to macros, build a pitch-up method, arrange automation across the pre-drop, then group and resample the final fill. Let's start. A. Source and prep: pick a punchy 1-2 bar break in the Amen slash old school DNB style and drag it to an audio track. Double-click the clip and turn warp on. For percussive breaks, use warp mode. Beats: set transient preservation around 50-70%. Use Complex Pro only if you need smoother tonal results. Make sure the downbeat aligns to grid with warp markers. Duplicate the clip twice so you have 3 lanes. Rename those tracks: break clean, break stutter, break atmos. B. Slice for micro chops on break clean. Right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient and pick a slice size like 1/16 or smaller depending on how dense you want your chops. Send the slices to a drum rack. Open the drum rack and replace or tune slices as needed. Each pad will use simpler, set simpler to classic for kicks and snares, and shift sample start forward 5-10 milliseconds on hat slash snare slices to remove bleed. Keep kick and primary snare starts as is for punch. C. Create the 3 parallel processing chains after drum rack. Drop an audio effect rack. Create 3 chains inside it and name them clean, stutter, atmos. Map the chain selector ranges so clean is low, stutter is mid, atmos is high. For now, a simple split will do. Later, add overlap for smoother blends. Map the chain selector to macro 1. This becomes your main intensity control to morph between chains. D. Design the clean chain on the clean chain. Place EQ 8 and high pass at around 40-60 Hz. Remove mud between 200-400 Hz and add a presence boost between 2-4 kHz of about 2-3 dB. Add drum bus. Drive something like 2-4. Punch around 3-5 and use a little crunch for analog slam. Follow with glue compressor. Attack around 10-30 milliseconds. Release about 0.3 seconds. Ratio 4:1 to glue transients. Finish with utility width at about 95-100% to keep the core fairly mono. E. Build the stutter chain on the stutter chain. Put beat repeat right after the drum rack. Start with interval set to 1/16. Grid 1/16. Chance around 50%. Repeat set between 3 and 6. Gate 50-100. And dry slash wet somewhere between 40-70%. Add saturator for warmth, a few dB of drive, and redux for gentle bit reduction and downsampling to taste. Place an auto filter after those and set it low pass with resonance around 40-60%. Map auto filter frequency to macro 2, and map beat repeat chance and repeat length to macro 2-2, so this macro increases stutter density as you turn it. F. Create the atmos chain for atmos. Duplicate the original audio clip onto break atmos and consolidate a short section of hits you want to turn into tails. Reverse a consolidated slice to make a reverse tail. On the atmos chain, use a Q8 with a high pass around 150 Hz, then grain delay. Set spray small, grain size around 20-40%, feedback 20-40%, dry slash wet 20-40%. Use freeze if you want a sustained pad. Add echo, time 1/8 or 1/16, feedback 20-40%, diffusion up, dry slash wet 20-40%. Send heavy tails to a reverb return with a large space, decay 2-4 seconds, high cut about 6 kHz and low cut around 300 Hz. Automate the send level pre-drop rather than loading the atmos chain with too much reverb. Widen the chain with utility to 120-140% for lush stereo tails. Use multiband dynamics if the mids need taming. G. Map the macros. Map these key controls to the audio effect rack macros. Macro 1. Chain selector. main intensity morph from clean through stutter to atmos. Macro 2, beat repeat chance, repeat, and auto filter frequency, keys for increasing stutter presence. Macro 3, grain delay dry slash wet and echo feedback, atmosphere density. Macro 4, master pitch control, this will be used for pitch ups. Optionally map saturator dry slash wet or redux amount to macro 2 for more grit when stutter ramps. H, pitch up methods for pitch up, duplicate break stutter, freeze or resample it to a new audio clip and draw clip transpose automation and arrangement. Automate transpose from 0 up to around plus 600 cents across the fill for an octave rise. Use warp mode complex pro for smoothness or beats for artifact character. Alternatively, drag a consolidated slice into sampler and use its pitch envelope to create a synced pitch up with curve control. I. Arrange the escalating pre-drop example 8-bar arrangement. Bars 1-4. Loop break clean with subtler reverb sends. Bars 5-6. Begin bringing in the stutter chain. Automate macro 1 from 0 to around 40, and automate macro 2 from 0 to about 60. Slightly increase macro 3 for atmosphere. Bar 7. The full 1-bar fill. Open macro 1 to atmos, automate macro 4 to pitch from 0 to plus 600 cents across the bar, raise reverb send from about 10 to 60%, and push beat repeat chance toward 90% with repeat counts rising. Last half bar, drop in the reversed consolidated tail with high pass and heady reverb send, then cut to the drop, either by automating utility gain down or a hard cut. Automate clip volume, auto filter cutoff and send levels to grow perceived loudness without clipping. Use multiband dynamics on the drum bus to keep low end under control. For live performance, create several 1-bar fill clips in session view with follow actions so you can audition and record fills into arrangement. K. Final bus processing and resampling group break clean, break stutter and break atmos into a drum bus. On the drum bus use EQ8 high pass 3040HE, glue compressor with a 4:1 ratio, attack 1030ms. Release auto. Add multiband dynamics if the low band gets boomy. When satisfied, resample the final fill to a new audio track for destructive editing and CPU savings. This gives a committed fill you can further slice, reverse, and automate. Common mistakes to avoid: don't over-warp the break. Wrong warp mode smears transients. Prefer Beats or Complex Pro with careful transient preservation. Don't run low frequencies through reverb without an HB filter. Reverb mud kills punch. Avoid excessive stereo widening below 120 Hz. Keep sub-frequencies mono. Avoid static fills. Automation of chain selector, beat repeat and pitch is essential. Be gentle with drum bus compression. Overcompressing kills punch. Watch gain staging when stacking saturation chains to prevent clipping. Pro tips: use short reverb pre-delays on fills so transients punch through, while tails swell. Automate beat repeat chance and repeat length rather than maxing them. Variation sounds more musical. Automate a small high shelf boost around 8-12 kHz during the fill for club air. Use drum bus boom and snap sparingly. Boom for body, snap for transient emphasis. Create a dedicated reverse tail resample. Reverse, HB at 400-800 Hz, then heavy reverb. Sidechain reverb returns lightly to the kick or snare so tails don't mask hits. Freeze and flatten tracks or resample heavy effects when CPU becomes an issue. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes, pick a 2-bar break and slice to new MIDI track and drum rack, so snare and kick sit on separate pads. Build an audio effect rack with clean, stutter and atmos chains and map chain selector to macro 1. Clean, blue plus EQ8, stutter, beat repeat at 1/16, saturator, auto filter map to macro 2. Atmos, consolidate a 1/4 slice, reverse it, route to an HP'd reverb and add grain delay. Program a 1-bar MIDI clip with rapid 16th chops and a snare roll on the last 1/8. Automate macro 1-0 right arrow 100 across the bar and macro 2 so beat repeat chance rises from 20 to 90. Automate clip transpose to plus 400 cents across the bar. Add a reversed 1/8 tail and silence at the drop. Export the fill. Compare to an Atom F reference and iterate. Recap: he rebuilt an Atom F style break fill by slicing a break into a drum rack, creating clean, stutter and atmos parallel chains in an audio effect rack, mapping macros for intensity and stutter control, using beat repeat, grain delay and reverb for rave character, and arranging automation to escalate tension into a drop. Key controls are chain selector morphing, beat repeat automation, pitch up automation, HP'd reverb sends, and resampling the final fill. Final mindset notes treat the fill as dramatic punctuation. It must both destroy and deliver. Keep transients audible and low-end controlled so the drop hits clean. Adam F. style equals controlled chaos. Contrast very tight hits with wide wash tails. Save versions as you go. Commit to resample lanes early, one punchy and one wide, and practice the 30-45 minute exercise repeatedly to build intuition. That's it. Follow these steps. Map the macros thoughtfully, automate with musical curves, and you'll have a rave-laced Adam F. break fill ready to shove into your drop. Good luck, and have fun sculpting controlled chaos.